Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it. Spiritual power meets material power. The harvest of what was seeded in the earthquake. At 11 degrees Scorpio and 11 degrees Taurus, this full moon illuminates the master number of the spiritual power operating through both poles of the material and spiritual axis. 11 is the spiritual power, while 2 is the material power. This full moon sits at the convergence point, the spiritual power number activating both the most spiritual signs. Scorpio's transformation, death, rebirth, psychological depths, and the most material sign, Taurus's earth, body, possessions, tangible reality. This is 11 hell at full voltage. The spiritual power demanding to be embodied, and the material power demanding to be spiritualized. The question, can spiritual power survive in the material form? Can material power hold spiritual intensity without collapsing? This full moon harvests what was seeded at the Scorpio new moon on November 20th, 2025. The new moon at 28 degrees Scorpio, where Mercury sat Kazemi in the heart of the sun, creating the oracle in the earthquake. That new moon brought Mercury Kazemi, supernatural communication power, oracle-like clarity. Uranus opposition at 29 degrees Taurus, the ground shaking, security demolished. Neptune trine at 29 degrees Pisces, mystical downloads, spiritual vision. Three planets at 29 degrees, the aneuritic degree of fate, the threshold before the transition, the omen wrapped in crisis, the gift arriving through what breaks. 5.5 months later, this full moon reveals what actually manifested. What did you do with the revelation? What survived the earthquake? What did you build from the rubble? The new moon was the spiritual download. This full moon is the material harvest. Both luminaries answer to Venus. Moon at 11 degrees Scorpio. Yes, it's in fall, but it's in the bounds of Venus. Sun at 11 degrees Taurus, in Venus's sign. Newly revolutionized, but it's in Mercury's bounds. Both luminaries answer to Venus. This is Venus holding both ends of the full moon axis. The moon in Scorpio is in fall, emotions struggle, and Scorpio's intensity. The moon wants comfort and familiarity. Scorpio demands depth and transformation. But this struggling moon operates through Venus's bounds, refined wisdom, guiding the emotional experience. The sun in Taurus stands in Venus's sign. But this is not the old Taurus. This is Taurus after 7 years of Uranian revolution, 2018 to 2025. Every false foundation demolished, every rigid value shattered. What Venus rules now is the purified version, what survived constant disruption. The sun also operates through Mercury's bounds. Mercury is currently at 27 Aries, conjunct Chiron, at the womb Venus already healed before leaving Aries. The emotional body, Moon, has direct access to Venus's wisdom. The conscious will, Sun, must work through Mercury's ongoing healing process at Chiron. Venus is in Gemini now, having crossed from 29 Taurus on April 22nd after escorting Uranus out of the sign he revolutionized for 7 years. She rules both luminaries, the moon through the bounds, the sun through the sign. Venus just completed a forging, exaltation in Pisces, the dream activated, the vow made, 2025. Saturn conjunction at 26 Pisces, the sacred commitment, retrograde descent, every value question, every attachment examined. The fall in Virgo at the South Node, the purification completed, Chiron conjunction in Aries, the wound healed, heart reopened, signing green light in Aries, discipline, authentic, desire. Libra full moon harvest, the scales weigh what was real. The Pluto pressure test, hollow things stripped away. Jupiter sextile, generous blessing before threshold crossing. And escorting Uranus at 29 degrees Taurus to Gemini, closing the revolution with authority. Venus in Gemini is sextile Saturn in Aries, heir to fire. Now communicates hard-won wisdom with mature discipline, translating embodied truth into clear language. Neither luminary figures this out alone. Both the emotional struggle, Moon, and the conscious identity work, Sun, are guided by a Venus who transforms pain into power, loss into liberation, and the fall into foundation for authentic worth. And Mercury? Mercury at 27 Aries is conjunct Chiron, and it rules the Sun's expression through the bounds at 11 degrees Taurus. This is the exact conjunction Venus already passed through and healed. Mercury conjunct Chiron asks, what communication has been wounded? What truth couldn't be spoken because it hurt too much? What teaching emerges when the mind stops defending and starts healing? The Sun in Taurus, stable, grounded, expresses through a Mercury currently in the womb. The conscious will operates not from clarity yet, but from active healing. You may feel what is true, Moon through Venus, before you can articulate it, Sun through Mercury. The heart knows while the head tries to catch up. Mars rules this Scorpio full moon from his domicile in Aries. Dignified, powerful, direct. But Mars is in a specific phase, the Three of Wands, April 22nd through May 5th. The merchant on the hill. The ship's already out. The goods in transit. Results no longer entirely in his control. He leans on one of the wands because cooperation is now required. The outcome depends on conditions set in motion that cannot be micromanaged. This full moon arrives May 1st inside the biggest aspect of Mars' entire Aries transit. Mars squares an exalted Jupiter in Cancer, April 30th through May 4th. Two planets at peak dignity in hard conflict. Mars in domicile, Jupiter exalted. Both right, both necessary, both in direct opposition. Mars in Aries, act, move, initiate, launch, create momentum through force. Jupiter in Cancer, nourish, root, hold, expand through what can be sustained. Growth requires emotional foundation, not just ambition. Question: do you expand through force or do you expand through nourishment? What you launched at the new moon, what you committed to after the oracle spoke, is it sustained only by force or have you built roots and warmth to feed it through the return journey? The Three of Wands doesn't ask you to stop. The ships are still out, but you lean on the wine. You let cooperation and nourishment do what raw force cannot. The bounds show you how planets express themselves at specific degrees. Moon at 11 degrees Scorpio in Venus's bounds. The emotional experience channels through Venus's values, beauty, relational wisdom, and refined words. Even in fall, Venus's bound softens the edges. This is Scorpio learning to value beauty in darkness, connection in intensity, love, in transformation. Sun at 11 degrees Taurus and Mercury's bounds. The conscious will channels through Mercury's communication, ideas, mental agility, and the need to understand. The ground itself must also be the communicating self. But Mercury is at Chiron, still healing. Give the emotional body, moon through Venus, trust what the conscious mind, sun through Mercury, is still processing. Venus in Gemini, sextile Saturn in Aries, operates as mature, disciplined support in the background. Air to fire, elements of thought, wisdom, communication, speed. Saturn brings self-discipline from the inside, structured personal desire. Venus in Gemini bring clear communication of values, relational intelligence that adapts without losing truth. The sextile is an opportunity. Support is available, but you must actively reach for it. This is earned wisdom offering itself as a resource. If the moon struggles at 11 degrees Scorpio, Venus sextile Saturn says, you have the tools. You know what you value. You know how to build with discipline. Communicate clearly. Act with authentic desire. The support is here. Use it or lose it. 11 is spiritual power. 2 is material power. This full moon at 11 holds both. Scorpio at 11 degrees. Spiritual power in its rawest form. Transformation, death, rebirth, underworld, psychological depth, the soul's hidden truth. Where spiritual power destroys what is false, so what is real can emerge. Taurus at 11 degrees. Material power at its most embodied. Earth, body, possessions, tangible value. What can be held and kept? Well, material power grounds what is real, so it survives in form. The test. Can Scorpio's spiritual intensity survive in Taurus's material density? Can Taurus's material stability hold Scorpio's spiritual fire without being consumed? This is the harvest moment. You receive spiritual power at the new moon. The oracle, the download, the mystical clarity. Now, did you ground it in material reality, or did you burn out because you didn't find a form to hold it? 5 revelations at this harvest. 1, whether the spiritual download found material form. Did the omen ground into reality, or did it only stay vision? 2, whether what you launched has emotional sustainability. Can it be nourished, Jupiter, or does it survive only through force, Mars? 3, whether the womb is becoming wisdom. Mercury is at Chiron, Venus already healed. Can the emotional body, Venus guided, lead while the mind catches up? 4, whether spiritual and material power can coexist. 11 degrees in both Scorpio and Taurus. Can intensity and stability hold each other? 5, whether you are leaning on a wand. Are you trying to control everything, or accepting that cooperation and trust are required now? This is not a new moon for intentions. This is a full moon for witnessing results. Acknowledge what has manifested, good, bad, incomplete, unexpected. The full moon shows what is real. Lean on the wand, stop controlling from the hill. Let cooperation and nourishment support what you launch. Trust the emotional knowing. Venus in the bounds means your feelings have access to refined wisdom. If something feels off, it is. Let Mercury heal. The conscious mind is at Chiron. You don't need all the answers articulated yet. Feed the foundation. What you built needs warmth and roots to survive. Force alone will not carry it home. Hold both powers. Spiritual intensity and material stability are both required. One without the other collapses. This full moon at 11 degrees Scorpio is the harvest of the earthquake. 5.5 months ago, the ground shook. The oracle spoke. The omen wrapped in crisis. You were given spiritual power. A revelation, a download, a truth you could not unknow. Now the full moon asks, what did you do with it? Did you ground it in your body, your values, your material reality? Or did you just burn out? Did you launch with force and forget the roots? Or nourish the foundation so it could grow? Did you try to control the return? Or did you lean on the wine and trust what was real would survive? The ships are coming back. The goods are in transit. The full moon illuminates what is actually returning. The spiritual power is here. The material power is here. The question is whether you built a life strong enough to hold both. Hope you don't have butterfingers. If this resonates with you, leave a comment below. Come to IamAstrologyReadings.com. Hit contact. I'd love to hear from you there. You can even send an email at IamAstrologyReadings@gmail.com. I appreciate it if you like, share the show with a friend, family member, coworker. Thanks in advance. If you want to have a private conversation with me, I would like to have that private conversation with you. Come to I Am Astrology Readings. Hit booking. The conversation is free. The time isn't. If you want to show your appreciation for these offerings, I Am Astrology Readings, PayPal, Venmo, Cash App, there's even a link below. Thanks in advance. I'm Paul Heath. This is I Am Astrology Readings. Know thyself. Balance your energy. If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at IamAstrologyReadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at IamAstrologyReadings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.